The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for Tapping In with Gary Spivey.
Hey guys, welcome to Tapping In. I love you guys. I appreciate you and Merry Christmas. I look forward to doing the show tonight and talking to you guys about stuff and getting you above any funk you got going. When I look at people, I see lots of lights around your head, or I see a lot of demons around your head. And so usually, you know, sometimes it's a little bit of both. But these days you're either on one side of the trade or the other. So if you find you're on the negative side of the trade, I can straighten you out real quick. And if you're on the positive side of the trade, that's good. Then life is good. That means you've meditated, you've used your spiritual gifts, you've cleared your energy, and you've done what you're supposed to do. Merry Christmas. That's really, really good. A lot of the brighter light people are getting their butts kicked. And so just realize that's normal. So, you know, the normal thing is, the good news is you're a bright light. Bad news is you're a bright light. The good news is you're a bright light. The bad news is you're a bright light. And so realize that seems to be the beat. And it's going on. The dark energies are doing everything they can do to keep you dark. And the light energies are also doing everything they can do to keep you bright. But you have to pay attention. You have to do the work. You have to care. And there's a few recipes here. Let me give you the most beautiful Christmas recipe. Okay? Love, first of all, love. The other part of this is appreciation. Appreciate. I want you to appreciate like you are a crazy person. And if you do that, you'll find everything lights up. And then the give a damn factor. You got to give a damn. You got to care. You got to care. And you got to care a lot. You got to care more than you usually care. And you have to care for you and all your idiot family members. And you have to care for, kind of care for everybody. You know, you got to really, really dig deep. And then you have to dig some deeper. And then, you know, when you're digging deep and you expect everybody else around you to dig deep as well, because they're in the same boat you're in and they don't, and you feel like killing them. I don't know what the antidotal cure is for that. So, but you'll find that you really, you know, you'll find that to be quite normal these days. And so you have to be able to dig deep, be okay with digging deep, and still continue to love and to appreciate. And I mean, really appreciate. And so who's had a hard time appreciating somebody in the last minute? Who's had a hard time? Okay, Tammy, let me talk to you. Tammy Martinez, let me talk to you. Hey, my girl. How are you? I miss you.
Go ahead.
Got it right here. You got it.
Go ahead, spotlight her, Michelle.
Okay. Hey, Tammy.
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
So you've had a hard time appreciating somebody. Who are you having a hard time appreciating?
I'm having a hard time appreciating my husband, my kids, and actually myself.
Oh, God. Okay. So you got a trifecta. You got a mess going. All right. And so I think it's mainly your husband.
I feel like I appreciate him more than myself right now, especially with running the business and everything. I'm coming against a lot of blocks, and I've just been meditating for clarity and knowing the way. And I feel stuck, and I've ran out of time. Like, I'm literally wrapping presents right now.
I think a lot of people are on the time crunch. You know, holidays do that to us. Let me look at you. I'm feeling more negativity towards him. And so I think because he feels more negativity, I think you need to appreciate him. He's really pretty great, right?
Oh, he's amazing. Yeah.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, you're appreciating him a 1.5.
Oh, wow. Your hands I need to got, tell him a little bit more.
Your hands got warm when I said that.
Yeah. They
That
did.
means I told you. That means I told you the truth. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, you're appreciating your husband, who is a saint, a 1.5. There's a lot of girls out there that said, "Honey, let me take him." I'm
Oh,
serious. Right now, there's girls on the show that go, "You got a rock star, and you're appreciating him a 1.5. Get the hell out of the way, honey." You know what I'm saying? So, so
yeah,
the.
no, I do. Yeah.
But I'm not being mean to you, but I'm just telling you that that's kind of the score. So yeah, you got to be nice to him.
Yeah, I've been
And
feeling resentful lately. I even told him I feel resentful.
this is going around. This is a reason I picked this topic. This is going around. People are feeling resentful and angry with their non-appreciation. And it's kind of like, what's going on? What the heck? Right? And so that's what's happening. Think about appreciating your husband right now. Now you're up to a 3. Woohoo! You're tearing it up. Go higher. Push it on up. Go to a 10. There you go. Look how good you feel.
I feel like I'm glowing.
You are. Yeah. There you go. There you go. The demons are tricking us into not appreciating the people we love the most. And that's the demon du jour. If you want to know what the demon of the day is, that's what the demon of the day is. The demon of the day is getting you to where you don't appreciate the people you love the most, even if it's you. And so turn up the volume, appreciate it more. Life is lovely. And you're gonna be quite happy. When I look at him, oh, he's see right now he feels good. And you don't even know
Good.
why he feels. Yeah, you don't even know why he feels good. He feels good. When you project negativity to the people you love the most, you hex the hell out of them. You hex them. You mojo them. And so you don't want to ever do that. You don't want to do that. And so, but there you go. So now you're starting to feel warm. Now you feel really warm all in your arms, your hands, your head.
In my heart.
Oh,
I
good.
felt
I
warm
didn't
in my
do.
heart.
Yeah, I didn't do that. You did it. Nice, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I needed
Okay.
that. I needed that.
Yeah, you did, and you're good. You're fine. You were backwards. Now you're not. Okay.
Thank you. I love you, Gary. I
Happy.
can't wait to come see you soon.
Oh, good. I'll see you at a retreat. I'll see you. I love you. Appreciate you.
I
Thank you.
appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciation is everything, guys. It
Thank
really,
you,
truly is.
Tammy.
Appreciation's everything. When I talk to God, and God does get pissed off with us. I don't know if you guys realize God does that, but he does. And when I talk to God and God is pissed off about something, usually it only is appreciation because he don't tolerate not being appreciated. He really don't. And I know that you guys think, my God, we do everything for me, and he's the God that's the God, all that's nice. But if you don't appreciate God, your God, your God, you're gonna find that your God will walk off on you. And that's the biggest lesson. Because when I go to meditate and I look and I don't see God, I think, what'd I do? I don't think God, God was mad at me. And so everybody has some illusion of what God may be. But I know him pretty good. And he don't like it if we don't appreciate him. And if you want to piss him off, there's the button. There's the I'm pissed off at you button from God, is if you don't appreciate him. And because he relies on you and me and all of us for appreciation. He needs us. He needs us for that light so he can continue to be God and do God things. That's important, right? You don't think you have some importance to God. You do. You have a big importance to God. And everybody's going like, don't talk about God. I know God, my God, and this, and that's nice. All right. Good for you. But if you want to piss him off, don't appreciate him and see what happens. And so you got to really appreciate him. Anybody ever went through a spell where they were pissed off with God? Anybody ever went through that and had a little time
Yep.
where they were just mad at God? Donald, let me talk to you,
I
Donald
was looking
Lightfoot.
at Donald too.
Yeah, let me talk to. I love
Yeah.
Donald. I love
Yeah.
Don. Hey,
Hey
buddy,
there.
you. That
Hey.
surprises me that you went through a time where you were just pissed with God.
I grew up as a devout Catholic in a very religious family,
I'm sorry.
and my dad passed when he was 47. I was only 18, 19, something like that at the time. I was mad at God for 20 plus years.
Wow. Okay.
And kind
That's
of turned.
that takes a big person to admit that. That's good.
Oh, I've asked his forgiveness 1,000 times over since then.
He's I see him laughing, and he says, "You're the little kid on his knee."
I see me there a
Oh,
lot in
good. Your child spirit?
yeah, my child spirit in the meditations and so on.
Yeah, because I see your child spirit sitting on God's knee, and he's
Yeah.
laughing. He said, "We become closer through your anger."
My anger's gone.
He
I
knows.
realized
Yeah.
what a waste of time that was.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
But
that's beautiful. That's beautiful. But he'll let you wander around in the dark for a while, you know. And so, but yeah, so don't wander around in the dark. Whatever you do, guys, keep your lights on. And all you got to do to keep your lights on. I mean, there's a thing when I read people and I see them blocked in the 10th dimension. And if they're blocked in the 10th dimension, this simply only means one thing. They got mad at God about something. And so, because it's like an automatic block. Blocked. Yikes. Right? And so don't be angry with God. Don't not appreciate him. But you know, if it's that strong of a rule on the appreciation thing with God, why is it not that strong of a thing with the appreciation on everybody? And it is. And so, but there's a whole energy field going on right now where the volume is getting turned up on us with appreciation. And we gotta really appreciate. I mean, you really, really do. You know. And so, who do you have
Terry,
who do you have in your world that you appreciate?
who me?
Yeah.
My wife, she's my best friend.
On a scale of 1 to 10, you appreciate her. Well, you do, on 11.
Yeah,
Yeah.
she's my rock. She's there.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, most people don't have that. And so,
No, and I feel very fortunate I do have that, and I recognize that. Hey,
She does too.
can you
Yeah,
do me
what do you
one
need?
favor?
Yeah, what do you need?
I have not been able to break the shell, the dark shell around me.
Now you did.
Okay.
That's the reason your
I've been
face is
able to
warm.
crack through it, but I've
Now your
not been able
face,
to
but
get
see
rid
now
of
your,
it.
but see now your face is warm.
Oh, yeah.
Your sinus is open. Your teeth, you know, everything's warm. You know, there you go.
Thank
You
you.
know, you're starting to sweat a little bit. Yeah, I cleared everything. You're looking good. You're looking
Thanks.
good. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that stuff. Happy holidays, buddy. I love you.
I love you too.
Look
Thanks,
forward
Terry.
to seeing you in the new year somewhere or another.
Oh, yeah,
Okay.
definitely. All
All
right.
right. All right.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank
Thanks,
you, Donald.
buddy.
Thank you,
Thanks.
Donald. Have a
Thanks.
great
Yeah.
Christmas. Happy Christmas.
Yeah.
You too, guys.
I love the holidays. I'm like a holiday freak. My house really looks like the Griswold family Christmas. It is lit up. You guys got any pictures, Michelle and Dean? I don't know if you do. Anyway, it is all lit up.
Look to my phone
And
or I'll send them to notes so you can share them.
oh, that's cool. That's cool. Who are we talking to? You guys
Thank
pick
you,
somebody.
Terry.
Pick some people.
Please. Can I get Rachel Buck on? Rachel,
Yeah.
thanks for
I
being so
was
big
looking at
and
her. I love
beautiful.
her.
How
Hey,
are
my
you?
girl. I want to crawl in bed. You all jommied up, ready to go.
You're
How
muted.
are you?
Wait.
Yeah, you look
Let's
rested.
try it again.
I just clicked it. Go ahead and
Okay,
click.
there.
There you go.
You're
Thank
good.
you.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah,
Yeah.
honey. Hey, what's your question?
Hi. I have been dealing with joint pain for about 6 months. And the last like 3 weeks, it's gotten really bad. And my ankles and my knees are retaining water and swelling. And I've had some tests done, but I can't figure anything out yet. And all the rheumatoid arthritis tests were negative.
You have gout.
I had a sore toe.
Yeah.
I had a sore toe in June.
Yeah, it'll warn you.
It just went away, though.
And that's what gout does. That's the way it acts. Yeah, if you take uric, there's a little, there's many different things you can do. I have gout, so I understand it really well. I don't have gout anymore, but I had gout, for years and years. And so really, super high evolved spiritual people like you always have feet problems. I'm always having something going on with foot issues or leg issues. And so, but that's what it is. You have gout, honey. That's it. And so if you take colchicine, that's one you can do. That seems to work for me really well. If you take a couple of colchicines, you will notice that that'll break the gout, and you'll be better in a day usually. And then you may have to take it for a little while, That's what I do. I mean, that's the antidote for me. But you can also go the whole, the whole route, the wholesome thing. But usually when you got gout, you don't care. You would, sell, your children off to fix your gout. And so, because it hurts.
Painful.
So painful. Right. And so the
My
reason is,
ankles
well, the reason
are
is,
re
see,
okay.
there's these sharp little crystals that run around in your body. Because of excessive uric acid, and they embed in the joint tissues. And every time you move your joints, you slice the tissue, and it's incredibly painful. And that's what that is. And so, but if you try the colchicine and see what happens, and that's what I would do. That's what I do, and it works, and it works quick. And so there you are.
Thank you.
Yeah. And so, but
Okay.
you can also do black cherry juice. Without sugar, and sometimes that works really well for people, and that's sort of a natural way, or eat six cherries a day. Six cherries a day will keep it away.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Because I love cherries.
All right, try that and see. I mean, but whatever. But the colchicine's a quick fix. Okay.
I'll do that too.
Yeah, and see, when I told you, I know you got gout because you got warm. See, I can always check my arithmetic and feel if I'm right about something because you guys get really warm. See, you feel warm all over. See, feel it?
Yeah, really hot.
Yeah.
What about the heart arrhythmia? That has gotten better.
Good. I think a lot of people are going through that. There's different entities that are showing up in your energy field, and your higher selves can see them. In other words, these demons show up and scare you. And so your higher selves are like, ah! Right? And that causes arrhythmia. And so you have little minor panic.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. You have little minor panic attacks. I believe that's what's causing yours. Okay. Yeah. And so that's what it feels like. And again, you got warm. Okay. All right, there
Okay,
you
so I
are.
don't need surgery.
Well, I think if you're talking to a surgeon that sells surgeries, you probably need surgery.
Yeah,
That's
they
what
want
they.
to either do surgery or put me on medication.
Oh man, I hate arguing with doctors on the air, but I don't know about all that right now for you.
When I ask God, he's like, no.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, see what happens. But
Okay.
I'm not saying never, but it feels like it's very premature if you ever had that done.
Okay.
That's
All right.
what it feels like. Okay.
Can you clear myself or me and my husband?
I just
We're
did.
trying to buy a house. Okay.
Yep,
Maybe
there
it'll
you go.
go better.
Yeah, I think it will. There you
Thank
go.
you. Thank you
Love
so
you.
much.
Happy
I
holidays,
appreciate
honey.
it. Love you
Hey,
too.
Thank you.
happy
Feel good,
holidays.
Rachel. Love
Thank
you.
you. Feel good. Who
All
likes to be sick? Yuck.
right.
Yeah. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Rhonda Hansford, who's been very patient. Thank you, Rhonda, for being
Oh,
patient. I
hey,
got you.
Rhonda. Go ahead and unmute.
Happy holidays.
Hey, my girl.
Hey, how are you?
What's your favorite Christmas song?
I don't know. Probably something from Nat King Cole.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, I like that one.
Oh, okay. Something from Nat King Cole. Our Uncle Barry used to manage Natalie Cole.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Remember that, Dean? We ended up knowing about.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, we ended up knowing about half of Hollywood because of one person. Anyway, it's crazy. There we go. All right, and so when I'm looking at you, you're looking all good now. I just cleared your head. You collect other people's stuff, and you've about filled your head full. Yep. And so there we go. Now you'll feel. See how you feel lighter now.
Yeah.
I got other people's junk off you right then. That's what I did. And that might be a good thing for all you guys to recognize, is that you're empathing more than ever, which is great news because you're spiritual more than ever, but you're empathing other people's junk, and that's making you feel horrible. And so you want to clear that. And so by always bring down this layer of gold light, follow me. Ask God for the gift of the gold light. God, may I have the gift of the gold light, please? And there's a big layer of gold light dimension that just now went down around your body. There you go. You feel it. There you are. See? Now your sinus is open. Your face got warm. Your hands are light and tingly. You see? There, you feel better. See? There. Calm? Good.
Yeah, lighter. Yeah. I just feel lighter everywhere.
Good. Good, because you are. And so, anyway, so what's your question?
So I really just wanted to be cleared because I do feel like I've been carrying a lot of stuff.
That was it.
Yeah. And I've got a lot of exciting things happening, but a lot of growth in my business and stuff like that. So
good.
Yes. Clear any of that. I'm looking to finance a new project. So
good.
I'm pulling everything together for that. But you know, with that brings like a little bit of fear and all of that. So like I said, I just really, if you could tell me what you see there, or just clear it. Or I've been meditating a lot and clearing it and asking for guidance.
Do you notice that you've been meditating a lot, and also you just get sleepy?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you'll fall asleep. You'll go, "Whoa, I took a nap." You know, these days, the little sleepy naps you guys are having, are you slipping into these higher dimensions to work out things for you that aren't working right? And so that's what that is. And so you're able to go kind of just slip away and fix things and then come back. And so that's what you're up to. And I feel very good about all your projects. I feel good about everything you're doing. Don't feel negative. Nothing negative. Just all positive.
There's been a lot of change in my with my team and in my business.
Good.
It does feel okay. It's unsettling. So I'm just feeling a little, but I also feel like I'm still where I'm supposed to be, but it's just mm-hmm. really unsettling for everybody.
Mm-hmm. I think you're going to be okay because I see you rolling with it.
Yeah.
This is a time where we have to roll with it a little bit. You know, and if you do, you'll be fine. If you don't, you'll still be fine. Right. But I think it's easier if you just kind of go with it instead of fighting it. Mm-hmm. And so I see a female partner that is going to, no, excuse me, male partner that is going to be really helpful with your business.
Okay.
Whoever that is. So.
Okay. You know,
if I see it. Looks good. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, honey. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
Thank you, Rhonda.
That was fun. That was really good.
Good job, Gary.
Oh, thanks. 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 Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I got Denise Dixon. Hi, Miss Denise. Thank you for being patient. Good to see you. Happy holidays.
Hey, girl. What you doing? How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Happy holidays to you.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's your question?
Well, there was a neighbor that recently passed away. I don't know if he went to the light.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Eric.
Was he on a lot of drugs or anything?
He was more of a recluse. He mm-hmm. kind of was kept to himself a lot.
Yeah, he feels like he was really altered consciousness, and so I don't think he's in the light. I think he's not in the light. And so because I'm just hearing him cussing,
Oh, wow.
you know.
Well, they didn't find his body until maybe 8 days later.
And so, well, I just see that he's freaked out, you know, so
Wow.
let me get a hold of him. I told him, Eric, say Eric, tell him who you are.
Eric. Eric.
Tell him who you are.
I'm your neighbor.
Okay. He's opening his eyes. He says, are you effing dead? He cusses. Every other word's a cuss word.
Oh gosh.
You
No.
know? Yeah. Tell him to look up.
Look up, Eric.
Tell him to take the angel's hand.
Take the angel's hand, Eric.
He goes, how do I know it's an angel? Tell him you know it
Because
is. Tell him you know it is.
I know it is. It's okay, don't worry.
He said, good enough for him. He grabbed the angel's hand there, and then there he went. He was kind of
Wow.
funny. He was funny, right?
Well, we never really quite knew him, Gary. Hardly at all.
Oh, okay. Even in dying, he's kind of funny, you know. There he
Yeah.
is. We got to the light. He's going now.
Wow.
He's on
I'm
his way.
so, wow.
Yeah, that's the reason your hands are real hot, see?
Yeah, I
Yeah.
wow. I'm glad I did that.
Yeah,
I'm
I'm glad you did that. I'm glad you did that.
I didn't realize yeah, it
Yeah,
was
he was stuck. He was stuck. There we go. Very good. Very good. Happy holidays, girl.
Well, could you tell me, I just one more, could you tell me what what I'm going to be doing in 2025 financially?
That'll take too long. What will you
Same
do? You're
thing,
gonna wake
huh?
up, you're gonna brush your teeth, you're gonna, you know, go for a walk, you're gonna, I don't know. You're gonna do a bunch of stuff. It'll be a very good year. There's a couple of trips that are monumental. I see you taking trips that'll change your life. So a little bit of travel that's monumentally good.
Really?
Yeah. What is that? Do you know?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, whatever that is, come to our retreat. That'll do it.
Yeah, I love that. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I see you're doing some things that are monumental with travel, and that'll really, and that feels good, whatever that good change is. So good
Okay.
luck, okay?
Thank you, Gary. Okay.
Hey, good luck. Good
Merry
luck, good luck.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, honey. That's
You,
good.
Denise.
You
Happy
saved your neighbor's
holidays.
butt. You see, you helped your own neighbor out there.
That was
That's good.
amazing, Gary. Good job.
Hey, there we are.
Yay.
It's really good to send earthbound people to the light. They're a mess. Good
Yeah.
Lord. Can you imagine me stuck in that hell for whatever? Yuck.
Oh.
That sucks. That's really sucking. And so, who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Brian Killian. Brian Killian, thank you for being so patient. Welcome. Where are you calling
What's up,
from?
Brian? I'm calling from Roberts, Wisconsin.
Nice.
Oh,
Thank you for being
cool.
with us. Happy holidays.
Cool. I
Happy
like you.
holidays.
I like you. You know,
I've been listening to you for, I haven't heard you for a while, but I had been listening to you regularly on Dave Ryan in the morning in Minneapolis. So,
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've been on Dave Ryan for 100 years,
yeah.
101, and
So.
so that's really, really good. And so, yeah, you have a beautiful light about you. I see. You've bumped into the ability to manifest, and I don't know if you know it. You
I
know.
don't.
Yeah, but you can actually ask for things from your angels and from God, and you'll find it'll come to you. And
Well,
so
thank you
you can
for
just.
that enlightenment. I appreciate that.
Yeah. What do you want? What are you looking
Well,
for?
my wife passed away suddenly 6 weeks ago.
Oh, I'm sorry,
And
bud. So sorry.
I just want to know if she's okay.
What's her name?
Leilani. Leilani.
She's funny. She makes a little joke. She does a little dance,
Okay.
and she says she's young. And you know.
She passed well, way too early.
Oh, okay. And so she said she wasn't expecting that, but she says that in heaven she's even younger.
Oh,
And
good.
she's making jokes, and she says that she'll be the young good looking one when you get to heaven. And so she'll be there for you.
Yeah.
She lets you know that you were the one that gave her peace and the energy of safe. And okay. she never felt safe. I don't know if she told you she felt safe with you, you know, but she
yeah,
did.
I tried to do my best to protect my family.
You did a good job. And so, but she's like, she said she didn't realize she could still see you from heaven, but she says she does see you. And so she sees you in the morning. I don't know if you go for a walk or when you walk outside, she talks about this, you know? Okay. And so, and she says she's with you, and she just keeps on saying she loves you. She said, tell him I love him, I love him, I love him, yeah. You know? And there's a dog there with her.
Oh, yeah, there's probably a few.
Okay.
But she had a chihuahua that she was very fond of that might be with her.
And, she's laughing. She's, yeah. Okay. Yeah, she holds it up.
Okay. She had, we had purchased a small Shih Tzu dog back in June. That was her emotional support dog. And now he's taking to me. He's underneath my feet right now. So, it's been interesting. And, you know, I was reaching out to you because, you know, she had some, and I don't know how extensive, but some of the gifts you have. You know, like I say, I was just hoping that I was hoping that being she passed, you know, very suddenly, that I would get some sort of sense that she was around me or so that's
she's squeezing your hand right now and it's getting warm.
Yeah, I was squeezing my hand. She gave me this little ring here, and she told me this was within the within a couple of weeks of when she passed. She said, "Why do you wear that?" And I said, "Well, you bought it for me, and I'm wearing it." So, you know, I still wear my wedding band, but I.
Oh, that's her sign. That's her sign for you.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
No, yeah. I appreciate this conversation. Thank you very much. It gives me a little bit of some peace and stuff like that. And I don't know, you know, like I say, I don't know, you know, since she had the gifts and stuff like that, I'm not sure if I'm, you know, getting attacked or anything like that, but since she's gone and I don't have my protector from her, but you know, I'm trying
but she's
to,
giving you, there's giving, she's giving you a golden box from heaven. Reach okay. and get it. Reach and grab it. Go a little higher in your head. There you go, a little bit higher. Right there. Now you feel your hands get warm. Now pull that down, put it in your chest. There you go. That's all of her earthly gifts, and now you got them.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes, I felt the warmth. Thank you.
Yeah, now you got all the gifts she had.
Okay.
There you go. All right?
Well, thank you for that.
If you need us, you call us, buddy. I love you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays. I know it's tough. Happy holidays, buddy. She yes. loves you. Oh.
Oh, my heart breaks for him. Thank you, Brian. We appreciate
Thank you.
Yeah, I love him.
Yeah, me too. I'm so glad we got him.
Who are we talking to, girl?
Oh, I want to talk to Jeremy from last week. Jeremy, you're on. I love you.
Love you.
Oh, there you are. Hey, buddy.
Yeah, here I am.
Hey, what are you doing? How are you?
Doing much better. It's getting there. You know how if something's like there's not much to it, it comes and goes really quick. Well, the gift that you gave me last week is like really churned the waters.
Oh, good.
There's like a lot of negative things and situations that are just disappearing.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's been a little bit of an upheaval, but it's all heading in a good direction. So, it's good. It's been good.
Good, good. Keep it good, buddy. Keep Getting it better. Good. Yeah, yeah. Because you know we like you. We like you.
Oh, I love you guys already. Everybody's been so incredible.
Yeah, we can see so who incredible. You are. Yeah, I'm glad everybody helped you out. And so, but I just feel good about everything you're doing. Feels really great. I see some opportunities coming your way that you should say yes to. And there we are. So simple as that.
Excellent. Done
Good.
deal.
All right. Good luck, buddy. Thanks.
Thank
Thank
you.
you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Thank
Oh,
you.
there we
Thank you,
go.
Jeremy. We're here for you.
Is he one of Kevin's? I can't remember.
Oh, here.
You want me to unmute him
Yeah, I
again?
mute him again real quick. I don't.
Jeremy, unmute,
Sorry, what
please.
did you say, Jeremy?
What was it?
Oh, are you one of Kevin's buddies?
Kevin Trudeau.
Kevin Trudeau.
No, okay. I didn't know.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. No.
Oh, it feels like it. So anyway, I don't know why I associated
I
that.
was just at a friend's named Kevin.
Oh, maybe that's it.
I mean,
Yeah.
just left. Yeah.
Oh, you did. Okay, because I felt a Kevin like right there. All right, that's what
That
it
was it.
is.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh,
All right. Okay. Anyway, that's just your angels. That's your angels showing off. So there we go. Good luck, buddy. Good luck.
you. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
There we go.
Posted. Oh,
Good.
good. Good
That
about
was
that.
good. I'm glad he's doing better.
Yeah.
That's good. People helped out. Remember, he was all messed up, you
Yep.
know?
Yeah. Thank you,
We didn't.
everybody, for pitching in and sharing and helping
Yeah,
him.
he had some financial things that he's getting killed, and we, you know, helped him out. There we go. That's perfect. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Miss Margaret. Margaret's been so patient. Thank you, Margaret. How are
Hello,
you? It's good
Margaret.
to see you.
Go ahead and unmute.
Happy holidays.
Oh.
Hey, Margaret.
Again.
What's
Yes,
going
you're
on?
muting yourself, Margaret. Unmute again.
There
There
you go.
you
Hi.
go. Hey.
Hello.
Hey, Margaret, how are you? What's your question, honey?
Well, I was going to get you to clear myself because I had a bug, but then everyone's talking about all these people that passed, and I know two people that maybe we could check on.
Oh,
And
okay. All
maybe
right. Who
if
you
you
want?
would be. So my ex-mother-in-law just passed. She her name was Barbara. She
Okay.
passed Wednesday, I think.
Yeah, she's in heaven. She's
Yeah.
happy.
But
She's
then
in
I just.
heaven. It looks like a Victorian heaven she's in. It's
Oh,
beautiful.
yeah. That's
That makes
good.
sense? Does she
Yeah.
like pretty things?
Yeah, she did. She
Yeah.
did. Liked to
Yeah, it
be
looks.
all fixed up, and she was very attractive and
Yeah, no, it's very fancy. Very
yeah.
fancy. She's telling me she's in her fancy heaven and she's quite happy. And they sure know what she likes. She's making it, she's even sounding funny. She says they sure know what a girl likes.
Yeah.
And so she's doing good. She looks very young. She started out an older lady and she's ended up now she looks like she's 20, you
That's good.
know? And she's beautiful. She was a very attractive young lady.
She was, yeah, very, very.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, she says thank you. She says thank you for being you and she loves you.
okay, thank you. She was, yeah, we had lots of fun together years ago.
Yeah, she's sweet. She's very
Yeah.
sweet. And so who's the other one?
The other one is my ex's cousin, and apparently he was living in a car, so I've just it just reminded me, and I'm thinking probably maybe he's having trouble.
And who is he?
He was my ex's cousin.
What was his name?
His name was Paul.
Oh, okay. Who's Robert?
Robert.
Bob.
Bob? I know. I don't know. I mean, I know lots of alive Bobs. My
Okay.
grandfather was a Robert. I've got lots of cousins and
Is he dead?
who?
Your grandfather.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's your grandfather.
That he's come through.
Yeah, and he's just saying he's really proud of you.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he's been dead for a long time.
Okay, yeah. He says he's been alive for a long time. He likes being dead. He's
Okay.
laughing. He's
Yeah.
having fun. He has a
Cool.
model. He has a Model A Ford. I thought it was a Model T, but it's a Model A.
I wonder if it might be a different Robert, though, because he never ever owned a car, right? In this lifetime.
Yeah,
In
this
those.
is a model, definitely a Model A Ford.
He had a
Yeah.
horse and buggy.
Okay. Well, I think he really wanted a car,
Okay.
and so So this is, he finally got his car. So sometimes when you get to heaven, you get things you didn't have because you wanted one. And say, if he had horses and buggies, he would have wanted a car. Well, in the day, the replacement to a horse and buggy was a Model A or Model T. Yeah. And so he got a Model A. And so there we are. It's so good. He's happy. Yeah, he's good. Perfect, perfect. And then who was the other one? Was hung in their car or something?
Well, we don't know I don't know what happened to him. I just know he was living in a car and he had probably some mental health issues. His name was Paul.
He was, believe it or not, pretty spiritual. And see, he's just in heaven doing well.
Yeah, so great.
Yeah.
He was a great piano player.
Yeah, he's very artist-like. Yeah, he's good. He's good.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah,
so thank you. Just clear anything. I've had a bug this week, if there's anything.
Yeah, let me look at you. There you are. Better. Now you feel good. See, you feel all warm inside. Feel that?
Mm-hmm.
That's a healing energy. Yeah. When you sleep, you're going to catch on fire. So when you sleep, don't think you're going into fevers. That's just the healing energy. There's a certain healing energy that I got around you that I've had around me lately. And so it's very powerful. And so this will help you. Okay.
Great.
But you're going to get really hot when you sleep. Okay. Really hot. That sweaty thing. There you are.
Okay.
All right. Great. Good luck, honey.
Thank you.
Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
Thank you.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Margaret. Okay, we're going to go to Paula's iPad. Paula.
All right, Paula.
Thank you for being so patient. How are you? Happy holidays. Where are you calling?
I'm from Minnesota.
Nice.
Oh, cool. Cool. What's your question, honey?
Our son Carter, we adopted him from birth. Lately, he has this dark energy attached to him, and we just cannot get through to him. He doesn't want to open up to us. So angry. He has recently met his bio grandma. His bio mom passed away. She was found she died. We're not sure what happened with her, but we don't know what to do with him to make him feel better.
Is he on any drugs?
Marijuana.
Okay.
And he has ADHD and he quit those meds when he was in high school. He's 22 now.
Well,
I don't know.
He's stoned.
Not all the time.
That's what you think.
It goes in spurts. And when he is stoned, he seems happier and he chats with us, but he's so angry with us and we don't know what to do to make him feel loved again.
I'm going to clear him. But the problem is that he's stoned.
He's stumped?
Stoned.
Oh, stoned.
Yeah.
All the time.
A lot of the time.
Yeah.
Or he's getting over it. See, you don't realize you can get a pot hangover. I don't think you understand pot. Oh, you do understand. Somebody say, "Go, yeah."
That's my husband.
Yeah, okay. But you can be hungover from it. You know, if you stay stoned most of the time and then you take a day off, you know, well, that's nice. But you got a little hangover from this. And we have many people in our world. I have a lot of young people work for us. And sometimes they're stoned. I go, why you got to be stoned? Because you're screwing up this, you messed up that, you didn't complete this, and you're basically a train wreck, and you're unhappy, and you know you cussed your girlfriend out and run her off, and
His girlfriend did live with us, and we had to kick her out because she was being combative with us.
Of course. It's really hard these days to be on a drug, you know, and you know, is pot a drug? Well, I don't know. If anything that alters your consciousness, I think is a drug. And so, and I'm not against it. But I'm not, you know, for it. And so it depends on the person. And so for him, it's kryptonite. So as long as he's stoned, he's stoned. And so he acts like a stoned person. That's how they act. And so, and you're trying to think, how can I get him level? How can I get him normal? How can I get him steady Eddie? Well, he's not going to do that because he likes to get high.
Yep.
And so that's it. And see, some of the strands to these days of pot are not just like the regular pot that, that we smoked as kids. It's like some pretty strong stuff. And, you know, and a lot of times, you know, it can really, you know, take them for a ride. So that's what I get a vision of. I mean, that's not what you feel like hearing. It's just what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
You know, and so, but maybe you can talk to him and work with him and he'll realize he can do something a little different, you know?
Right.
He's so angry. So angry.
He's so angry.
Well, the reason, a lot of times when people are angry, what is the thing that one of our family members did for a while, Dean, and they turned into an angry, crazy damn person? Well, you know, what was mm-hmm. that? They did a certain way. It was a way they did the pot.
The wax, the dabs.
Wax.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does he do that?
No, he just does regular marijuana.
Okay. As far as we know.
As far as you know. Well, anyway, what I'm saying is the dabs is really aggressive. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you know, I started getting all these phone calls from people all over America. And they're talking about their kid or they're talking about their husband or they're talking about their wife. And they're going, what the hell? This kid is the most disrespectful, negative, angry kid I've ever seen in my life. And what got in him? You know, and but it was the way they smoke it, and it really is pretty strong, you know, stuff. It's not just like the little, you know, joint that we used to smoke, you know, and go to the drive-in. Right. this is a whole nother animal, and so that's what, you know, I read he's got going on. So there you go.
Maybe healed.
Any heal? I got rid of. Let me look at it and see. I can help. I can get rid of the demons behind it. Look how warm you're getting. Feel how warm you guys are getting now. Your hands are warm. Your neck is warm. Yeah. You see? Oh, that's all the light I just let in, and I got rid of. Your sinuses open. Feel that? See? Yeah. See? Pretty weird, right?
It is.
Yeah, I cleared about 650 drug demons off of him. So hopefully that helps. Okay?
I hope so. Thank you.
Yeah. So good luck, honey. Good luck to y'all.
Thank you.
Right. Hey, happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Nobody likes to hear that, right?
No, they don't.
Yeah, but it's better to know the truth because then you don't feel like you're doing something goofy.
Right.
What did we do wrong?
That's what we wonder. If he's mad about the adoption thing too, so you know, but he's been with us since the baby.
No, none of that stuff. Don't even think like that. You guys are the best parents in the world.
Thank you.
On earth, you know, you're all that and then some.
Thanks. No, it's good to hear.
No. Yeah, no, that's not what it is. He's just stoned.
Okay.
All right. So there we are.
All right.
Yeah. Good luck. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paula.
That's a hard one to crack, but I did get rid of the demons behind it, so maybe it'll be won't be quite as lethal. So there we go.
Good job.
Yeah. Who are we talking to, guys?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Tim Morgan.
You got him?
It's actually a female.
Oh, I got it.
But it says Tim Morgan.
Okay.
Hi, it's Crystal Berrigan, right? I mean, Berrigan. Nope, is it Crystal?
Yes.
Crystal. No, I know Crystal. She was at the Ohio retreat.
Hey, Crystal. Yeah, hey, Crystal. What's going on, girl? What's your question?
Oh, I just would thank you for calling on me, and I would just like to have you take a look at me and clear anything that you see.
All right. There you go. I did. Looks good. You had car demons.
Oh my gosh! You know, I had an experience that this year, my son's car was totaled. The car that my daughter drove got stolen, and I'm actually in the need of a car. And
yeah.
I had some credit blemishes last year, that I procrastinated not to fix. And now I have a low credit score. And it's like, cause I had no idea that I was going to require a car. So mm-hmm. I'm definitely feeling a little bit of pressure because my daughter is in need of a vehicle.
Yeah, there we go. I cleared things and now you'll find stuff will start to work easy.
Okay, thank you. And how do you see my thyroid and how do you see my relationship with Carlos? He's still, he's working on himself. And my kids at the moment, because of his past interactions and doings, are not, my kids are not fond of him at all right now.
Yeah. There, I cleared him. Looks better.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks a whole lot better, actually.
Okay. Now, how do you see my flows of abundance?
Now I do, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Just ask God for it. Just say, God, give me abundance, please.
God, give me abundance, please.
There, I see a pot of gold. Just take the pot of gold.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Yeah, take the pot of gold. Now I see a bunch of pots of gold. There we are. Perfect. Good luck, okay?
Thank you. And happy belated birthday and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Okay, bye-bye. Thanks, girl.
Thanks, Crystal. Yeah.
She's happy easy.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, she's easy.
Yeah. Who are we talking to?
Oh, thank you, Gary. Okay, I have Jonathan McLean. We haven't seen Jonathan in a while. Hey, Jonathan, it's so good to see you.
You got him?
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and spotlight you and unmute.
Go ahead, Jonathan, unmute, please.
Jonathan.
Are you there? is that a garage?
I think he walked away. Well, okay, we'll come back to him. Gosh, he was just there. Oh, there he is. There he is.
Hey.
Go ahead and unmute, Jonathan.
You almost look like a burglar.
Yeah. What are you doing, Jonathan?
It looks like you're stealing a car.
Hey guys.
You had this guilty look on your face, like I didn't steal a car. Yeah.
I was just at Walmart, but I didn't steal anything, Gary. So that was good.
No, I'm messing with you. Anyway, what's your question, buddy? How are you? Happy holidays.
Hey, happy holidays, Gary. Thank you, for Michelle, for calling on me.
Of course.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I got a question. I've been involved with this online venture last few weeks and making some money with it, but like, it's just crazy. Like, it's a little bit much as far as like the money is required with it. And I just wanted to know if I'm going to be able to borrow some money I need to finance what I need to continue with the business that I'm involved with right now.
It scares me for you, buddy. It feels like it's one of those scams that'll pop you in the end. You know.
What do you say, Gary?
It feels like a scam that will pop
you. Like it's not a good business?
It feels like something weird, and at the end of the day, you get hit. You take a hit.
So just get my money and then get out of it, you think, Gary?
I heard get your money and run like hell.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I have to get some cash flow to like finish what I'm my business right now and then just walk away from it. Is that what you'd recommend?
No, I recommend run like hell.
Oh, right now.
You don't want to dig a deeper hole. Be careful with that. You know, okay. it looks like you might get one more up, you know, and then you can run like hell.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I think I get what you're saying.
Okay. Yeah. And I wish I didn't see it that way. I mean, I would love it if it was like, oh no, this is going to work out great. But I don't feel it. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Thanks for answering my question, Gary. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Merry Christmas, Jonathan.
Merry Christmas, Jonathan.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Hey, he's so happy. I love him.
I know.
And return the stolen car.
Yeah. Don't steal the damn car.
Yeah, he's good. We love you.
He did look like a burglar, though, didn't he?
We're like, where'd he go? Where'd he go?
It's like, yikes. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. So fun. Nishan. Hey, Nishan. It's good to see you. It's been a while. How are you?
Hi. How are you guys?
Good, hey, buddy.
You? Where are you from
hey,
again?
Hey, Gary. I have a question.
Okay.
My dad has a broken leg.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you can help him with that.
Mm-hmm. Does he got a doctor he went to that he don't like?
He went to a nursing home. Yeah, he doesn't like
Yeah. He may change doctors, and the newer doctor is going to help him. Okay?
Okay.
That's what I see.
Also, yeah. I have an ostomy bag. I have ostomy. Can you help me with healing with that or anything?
Mm-hmm. There you go. Lots of healing energy. Now you feel warm in your belly.
I do.
Good.
Okay. What about some money? Any money questions or any money?
I'm like your fairy god. I'm like your fairy godmother.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, let me just look at you. Yeah, I see it raining coins. Yeah, just say, God, thank you for the abundance.
God, thank you for the abundance.
There you go, buddy. Lots of love to you. Happy holidays.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Thank you. Thank you,
Sean. Happy holidays. Good luck.
This is crazy.
Yeah. Good to see him. Been a while.
Who are we talking to?
All right, Gary. Thank you. I've got Maureen. Hey, Maureen. Thanks for being so patient, beautiful. Good to see you.
Oh, happy wonderful. Am I on?
Yes,
yeah.
You are.
Oh.
Hey, girl. Hey, what you doing? Hey. Hey, girl.
I'm so happy to see everyone. Happy holidays and many blessings for this wonderful time I have with you. And I'm getting so much heat on my crown and my head. Thank you, Gary, for making the time for
Thank
me.
Thank you.
Oh, there you
Thank
are.
You.
I couldn't
You're
see
a blessing.
I couldn't see you on my screen.
Yeah.
I'm blushing. Thank you, Gary. I have a question for you.
All right.
Okay. I wanted to ask you if you could clear my field. I felt something on my left side, and it was like squeezing my neck and down my arm. And I knew it was energetic because it's mostly gone. I just keep using my tools that I've learned from you. And
yeah, I got rid of it.
Thank you, Gary. Oh,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was like this restless worry energy on my left side. So now it's gone. Thank you. Because I want to make sure that my channels are open, my telepathic channels to receiving, especially the back of my telepathic channels. Mm-hmm. So I can have clear communication.
Yeah, I think you're good. I look at you. You look all bright now. Yeah, you're glowing. Okay. You look good.
Oh, thank you, Gary. I'm so happy. Thank good. You for this time. I appreciate
good.
It.
And good, I, good. I, look how warm your belly is.
It is.
Yeah. No, you're going to feel good now. Oh, you'll be all right. Yeah.
Thank
you'll be
you,
fine.
Gary.
Yeah, you're all lit up.
You're so wonderful.
You guys
are so wonderful. I appreciate you so much.
I appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful holiday and happy belated birthday. And I'm glad your leg's doing well. I sent you a long well wish email for your leg. So yes, I'm glad you're doing better.
You.
And I want to say blessings to everyone and have a beautiful night. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Big kiss to you. Big kiss to you. Michelle, I want to talk to Joseph.
Oh, okay. I had him right here. We get to see Joseph at the World Peace Mandala.
Oh, you did? Oh, wow. You met the monks and stuff, right?
I did meet the monks. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes. What was that like for you? Yeah,
it was really
high
good.
As high evolved as you are, that must have been special for you.
It was fun. It was good. I got these bracelets over there, and he blessed them for me.
Yeah. Those guys are great. They're really good. They're really good. I got a monk tool. Oh my God. Where's my monk tool? This is really cool. I'm going to get this monk tool and show it to you. I'll clear you with it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's called
Thanks for calling on me. It's been a long time since I've seen you.
What's it called? Furba. Furba. And Dang gave me this as a birthday present. And so it comes in a cylinder. Here we go. I'm going to pull it out. There we are. And so it's a really cool It's a couple hundred years old, a few hundred years old, and it's a relic, right? And it actually is very magical. I'll clear you guys with it. And it comes from the Tibetan monks. And so there we are.
That's cool.
Isn't that crazy looking? And so.
Getting warm.
All right. Okay. And if I ask it to clear you, which I'm doing, it cleared all the negativity out of your physical body to where you have an outline around your body that's golden. I'm reading what it did. I didn't tell it to do that, but it just did that. But whoever is wielding the gift, it picks up on their gifts. And so this is kind of a crazy gift. And so, but Dang gave me this as a birthday gift. And so there we go. And there's a pyramid that just went to your third eye. They told me to draw a pyramid on your skull. There we go with the point of it. There we are. And
thank you.
And now then, now feel your sinuses open. And you went almost, you went almost uncomfortably high. Feel that?
It's like big.
It's like big, right? There we go. And then there's all these angels that are dressed as Tibetan monks, and they're around you. There's a few hundred of them. And you just say thank you, God. Thank you, monks. Thank you, God. There we go. We all up in monk land. Look at us, Michelle. Isn't that something? There. Thank you. And I'm clearing the rest of you guys. And so whatever you need, I wish for you to have it through your holidays. And I want all of you guys to have abundance and happiness and lots of love in your life. And this thing, I see this thing throwing out balls of light. It's like, bam, 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 bam. You know, it looks like that. I'm not telling it to do the ball of light thing. I'm watching it do it. So these things, it has a mind of its own. It's really kind of crazy looking. There we are. Isn't that something? You know, it's kind of crazy looking. Anyway, thank you.
There. Thanks, so Gary.
Cool. Don't you just love the Tibetan monks? They're coming back next year. And they're going to come to your retreat, Gary, whenever you have it.
Oh, good. Yeah, they're coming to the house. I'm excited. Yeah. You know, I'm really excited about that. And so anyway, very special gift. Thank you, Dang, for that. Anyway, and so, God, now you're all high. I don't know what to do after that. Yeah. Feel the difference?
Yeah, crazy. Really hot. Real warm.
Really hot. Really, really hot. Yeah. And I would like to take credit for that, but I didn't do it.
But thank you anyway. You know?
Yeah, I was just wielding the gift that did it. So sometimes certain relics are that special. This particular one was that special. There's a few hundred years old, and it actually really works well. So anyway.
Yeah, relics, Gary. Can you? Everyone got relics of the sand, the mandala sand, which also has those blessings, remember?
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, it's special.
That's something for you too, Gary.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. There. Yeah, I got high from all that. Yeah, I see all this. I see you getting tons of light. It's still coming to you. You know, yeah, you. And so it's like it's like an infinity of light coming to you. I see the infinity sign, and it's just much of that coming to you and to everybody that's saw the gift. It's like it looks like infinity. So you got the energy of a heavenly infinity, which never stops. It just goes and goes and goes. So good luck, guys. See, you'll feel warm. You guys are going to sleep really warm tonight. That's good. And there we go. Perfect. Perfect. Thank you, Joseph. Any questions? Anything going on you need to know about?
No, everything's good. I was hoping you'd call me so I could say hi.
Oh, good. Perfect. Lots of love, buddy. You're the best. There you go. Look forward to the new year. We're going to tear it up. We're going to do well. Good luck.
God or my angels have anything to tell me? Today.
They're happy they see your heart is opened. That opened your heart. Feel how you feel really good in your chest? It opened your heart. So they're just saying your heart is open now. So
thank you.
Yeah, they're happy. Good luck.
Okay? I appreciate them. And hey,
thank you. Thank you.
And I appreciate you too.
Thank you, buddy.
Really appreciate you, Joseph.
Thank you, Joseph.
Thanks, so good Michelle.
That's
thanks
crazy. Michelle, what'd you think about my little gift? Isn't that something?
That's awesome. I love it. Well, we also have some other gifts that the monks gave you too. So you could put them all together.
Well, you know, that's it. I got a little altar. I'm doing that. I'm like, you know, I go into monk land every now and then. That's kind of fun. That's good. That's good. I got my little scarf, got my little mung on, you know.
Love you, Gary. They said happy birthday. I even have a recording of a video of Geshe wishing you happy birthday, all of them.
Ah, nice. Nice. They're fun. They're fun. Who are we talking to, guys?
Yay. Thank you, Gary. Sorry about that. Okay. Hold on. Let me just get it here.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. Jimena. I hope I said that right. Is it Jimena or Jimena?
Go ahead and unmute, please.
Oh my gosh. I hope I didn't butcher her name. Hi.
Hi. How are you? Jimena.
Good to see you. Happy holidays. Where are you calling from?
Happy holidays. I'm calling from San Jose, California.
Oh, wonderful. Thank
you. Oh, nice.
Yeah. Hi, wow. Gary. How are you?
I'm good, girl. I'm good. I'm good. What's your question? Uh-oh. I can't hear you now. Uh-oh.
All right. Unmute again. You accidentally muted. Unmute again. There you go.
Okay.
I also wanted to see what was around me and what you could pick up.
Well, I just see a lot of different things. you have card demons too. Everybody up that way has card demons tonight. And so there I'm just clearing that. And I just see you going really, really bright. Feel your eyes go bright right then? They look kind of changed. Your eyes, they almost change colors. That was kind of weird, you know? I think you're going to find your clairaudience, your clairvoyance will work really better now. So there was something blocking your psychic vision, and now it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense?
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you. I have a surgery that I'm really nervous about. I'm kind of fearful. Do you see anything regarding that?
Feels like you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my best friend, she passed away a year ago. We were really close. Is there anything?
Mm-hmm. She's funny. She's kind of a hoot, right? Yeah. I see her doing like almost like the Mexican hat dance. What does that mean?
You know? She just likes to. She would make a joke about, she would add like four or five different names because she's Hispanic. She would be like, my name's Griselda Mireya Torres, that, you know, whatever, whatever. And she would just make it funny.
Yeah. So was she Mexican?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hispanic? Yeah. I just see her. She's just doing this crazy dance. You know, da 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 da. You know, so she's like having fun. And so she tells me that she went to a heaven where it's normal to raise hell. And so she's just hilarious. Everything she says is a joke. You know, she says she brings you luck, light, and a lot of love because you're a love bug. She appreciates you loving her from here, and she loves you back from there. So she's giving you lots of love. Beautiful. Good luck with that.
She couldn't talk before she passed.
Mm-hmm. She said that she's talking her head off now. She'll come to you. She's talking about coming to you so you'll actually hear her. I think you'll be able to hear her in your dreams now. So good luck. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, good luck, honey. Good luck. Good luck.
Thank you, Nana. I hope I said that right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's
Happy
funny.
Holidays.
Oh, that's good. That's good. There's like, I want to talk to my hospital chaplain gal. Oh, God. Why did her name leave my head?
She lives in Wisconsin there.
Marie? No?
Lisa Marie.
Lisa Marie. Lisa Marie. There we are. I had Anne Marie. I had Anne Marie in my head. It was crazy. Lisa Marie, what are you doing?
Is she there?
You yeah, right there. I do. I can't hear her, but I see her.
What name is she under?
What name is she under?
iPhone something. What is she under? iPhone 2.
iPhone 2.
Oh, iPhone 2. Okay.
Yeah, hang on 1 second. Unmute yourself.
It's important. Change your screen name.
You got it, Michelle?
iPhone 2.
Here, let's see. I got it.
There it is.
There it is. I see it right here. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and add spot. Oh, you got it?
Yeah. Go ahead and unmute.
Okay, go iPhone 2.
Honest, I put Lisa Marie in. I didn't know I show up as iPhone 2.
Okay.
I was like,
I see you all bright. I just see all kinds of angels around you. You must really enjoy the holidays. Do you enjoy the holidays?
I do, and I'm visiting my mom in Florida. So
nice. Okay.
So, yeah, I love it. I love
good.
It.
Good, good, good. What part of Florida?
Naples area.
Beautiful there. Beautiful there. I do a show there every, where are we? Tuesday. Every Tuesday I'm in Naples on the radio.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm going to check that out. Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, listen.
She'd love that.
Yeah, she'll have fun. It's on the number one show there for the last 100 years, you know, so. But yeah, no, that's beautiful. But I see you just full of light. And there, I'm just clearing your energy a little bit, but very little to do.
Oh, you know? Thank you.
Yeah.
Your gifts tonight were very helpful too. All of the gifts and that Tibetan one. Wow.
But well, that's really a crazy thing, right?
I'm really hot.
You're really hot after I used that gift? When I used that gift on you, you felt it, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I think it's going to be warm all night tonight too. I just had that feeling that you said that for everybody.
Well, I did. And it's like a healing energy that's going to permeate through you. It's a beautiful light, you know. And so, but that's a very powerful gift. It's a very powerful gift. Sometimes people send me relics and things and gifts and, you know, and sometimes, frankly, they don't do a thing. And then sometimes they're amazing. This one was amazing. So anyway, I thought I'd share it with you guys. And so, you're looking good. Any questions? Anything going on?
I'm looking forward to the masterclass tomorrow. And I've got two people that I've been working with and just not sure that I've been able to clear them. One's name Rebecca. She came to me and she just said that just terrible demons and, you know.
Yeah,
just...
I'll get her for you.
There we go. Thank you. I got really hot when I just asked.
Yeah, there we go. Perfect. Good.
Thank you. And the other is two children, Tobin and Anna. They're my daughter-in-law's niece and nephew. Just, you know, little kids, but.
Mm-hmm. There we go. I just cleared them.
Oh, wow. What a relief. Thank you.
One of them's a hellion, right?
Yes.
Right.
And some OCD and.
All kinds of stuff. There you go.
One girl. Oh, thank you.
Better. Okay, good.
I appreciate it. It just helps to know, you know, you work on them and then sometimes you wonder, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
yeah, good. There we are.
You're the best.
You love you. Happy holidays, honey. Okay.
Yep. Will I see you tomorrow? Masterclass tomorrow.
I don't know if I'm doing that tomorrow or not. Okay. You know, the problem is I have a hard time going that long, and so we're going to catch up with those in some special way for you guys.
Okay.
And so we're, you know, we take care of you, you know, and so.
Oh, no problem. And you know what? You're clearing so fast these days. I swear you go like this and what used to take a couple hours is just done. So you don't need to have the long classes. I mean, the short and sweet ones are powerful whenever you decide to have them. But is there anything we can be praying for you?
Well, you know, I think, you know, what's going on with me is there's a lot of dark energy in the universe and it attacks spiritually gifted people. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is I'm not the only Mohegan, you know, it doesn't only attack me, it attacks you, it attacks, you know, people. And so we're clearing on such a high level now that I would just say, hey, thank you guys. I appreciate you. And when you send appreciation to me, that's all you got to do. I appreciate you, appreciate me back. And that brings in a light that is infinity. And so remember today, guys, the most important thing is to appreciate each other. There's nothing more important. There's nothing more important to God than for you to appreciate God. And so just appreciate him. And so how much? To infinity, you know, and back. And so, and there again. And so, but the appreciation is a really big one for people. And there's all these demons that are trying to get in between folks these days and get them to not appreciate each other. And so don't let the demons trick you into that nonsense, you know, and just appreciate each other. And then that's all you got to do. That's it. All right.
Awesome. I appreciate you. Everybody here does. You just feel it. And just so grateful.
Thank you, honey. Thank you. Good luck. Have fun with your mama. All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good luck. Thank you, Lisa. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you.
That's beautiful. When I look at everybody, you know, you guys are a joy. You're such a sweetheart, all you guys. And I really appreciate you. And so we'll keep on kicking for all you Kevin Trudeau fans. Kevin will be here with me through Christmas in person. And we'll probably do some, I don't know what we'll do. Maybe we'll do a little podcast thing or something, you know. So stay tuned and pay attention for that. And so, because when we're together, we have a fun time talking to you guys together. And so I think we probably got something like that planned to do. And so thank you for wishing me well, and thank you for wishing me happy holidays. And I want to say happy holidays to you guys. Merry Christmas to you guys. And just make sure we have a good new year, you know. Let's make sure we just take care of each other, care about each other, and appreciate each other above all. Appreciate yourself first, and it's much easier to appreciate everybody else. I love you guys. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Merry Christmas.